You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Welcome to Setlist, our weekly show where we go through the band's page and see what's up. You can get your band played on Setlist if you make a band's page at www.thestranger.com/bands. And I'm Ari Spool. We have a guest this week because Megan Sealing is out on vacation. We have our all-star receptionist and child at heart, Mike Nipper.
Needy child.
Yeah. He's in the studio with us today. This is a guest-full month for us. We're having pretty much a lot of guests because, you know, we don't want to do any work. The first song is Hunter by Valella Valella, and you can check them out at the Genius Awards, which happens on Friday night at the library, and it's free. And The Blow and Nordic Solar playing, and you get to meet all the Stranger geniuses, so that's pretty awesome. Here's the song.
On the interstate, two bad times in the state.
Was We Wrote the Book on Connectors, Gonna Eat Some Cake Tonight. That band totally has a They Might Be Giants obsession.
But is it novelty? It's like a weird punk novelty thing, because it's like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think once you move to Ballard and have kids, you like really get interested in that music. What do you say, Mike?
I don't know.
About to have a baby.
Exactly. I don't know if that's exactly the case. I've always like found like in the... There's sort of an anti-tough guy strain that runs through like... what is textbooky punk, because like the whole cliche of like, well, it's sort of not the cliche, it's sort of the fake cliche, maybe it is the cliche,
so which is it?
Well, like the idea of like being a nerd, but you have to act tough because you're a nerd, because you're a punk guy, and then like to like out tough the tough guys, because they're like, hey, you're a punk nerd, I'm gonna beat you up, but then you have to be tough. You know what I mean? Like there's this weird sort of dichotomy of like, well, I'm a nerd, but like I gotta, you know, look, I'm wearing all these spikes and nails and stuff, and I'm badass. But like, you really aren't, because you have to wear all this stuff to like show off that you're badass. So there's this whole like fake tough guy thing to like punk, and then so like the whole novelty thing ends up being sort of a like disemboweling, so to speak, of that like of that toughness.
I really don't think you just said anything.
You know, you have like. Kids that are like really sort of excited and like funny, and then you have like these guys and ladies that are like tough and like not even political, but like it becomes like this weird heavy duty thing, like lifestyle. But like, is it all born out of like, you know, your alienation and being a nerd?
Should we play this next band, Velvet Reed?
Yes, that'll answer the question.
Yeah, here's the other side, kind of. Okay, this is called Radio Shark, and the song's called Velvet Reed, and. I think it's called Velvet Reed because it is the most blatant appropriation,
well,
shall we say.
It's not the Subsonics, but yeah, it's close.
It's pretty close to pretty much any Lou Reed or Velvet Underground pop song. Not,
yeah, two chords.
Not White Light, White Heat, but, you know, loaded.
Right.
All right, so let's play this song, Radio Shark, Velvet Reed.
imitation Christ. I've seen all of these things and they add up to my life.
That was World History. The song's called Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. Before that was Velvet Reed by Radio Shark. They're playing at the Skylark Friday night. And Skylark's a good place because the shows are all free. And World History is at Hotwire Coffee, which is just over the border in Shoreline.
Over the border.
Over the border, you know. South of the border, down Mexico way. So the next song is this band called Elder Mason. The song's called In Defense. They're playing at the Sunset Tavern Sunday with a band called Mid-May. When I listened to it, the first thing that popped in my head is that it sounds like Sgt. Pepper's, if Sgt. Pepper's was easy listening.
Right.
So, I mean, which is not necessarily bad, but it's like totally...
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like...
Fully.
You know,
Sunshine Pop
what
is what
is.
That stuff
yeah,
is called.
Paisley,
yeah,
Paisley.
Yeah, yeah.
We love flowers and acid. So let's play the song, Elder Mason, In Defense.
We'll be right back.
So that was Library Science, Sex Positive, and before that was Big Business, Sterodactyl. Delia, I hope people enjoyed how I went from the heavy metal to the dub. Straight up, just some transition right there. I just, you know, wanted to make it as unsmooth as possible. So I decided, you know, I'm going to play Big Business, and then I'm going to play some dub. So the Big Business is playing with the Melvins. Big Business doesn't live in here anymore, but they still have a band page here. They live in L.A. now because they're all big in their britches. But they're playing with the Melvins because they're part of the Melvins, which
exactly.
is pretty
I thought
rad.
That was like the weird dual drummer.
Yeah, it's like totally worth seeing. If you've never seen the Melvins these days in their new iteration, like, it's totally amazing because, you know, King Buzzo is up there. Jared's trying his best to look like King Buzzo, and he's playing back. They have two drums, and they, like, play one big set, basically, right. where it's, like, Big Business first, and then the Melvins. And this one, there's also a film screening at this. I wasn't familiar with the film.
The first time I saw the Melvins, they made time stop.
Really?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was, like, 1991. It was one of, like, the first, you know, three or four LPs they were touring on.
How did they make amazing. Time stop?
Well, because, like, you're, like, putting on the records, you're like, man, this is hella slow. And then they half-timed everything. So it was just amazing. Because, like, just to be standing there going, like, this is crazy.
How many times do you think you've seen the Melvins?
I've only seen them twice.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't see them. Like, I saw them, like, in 91, 92. Like, after that, they changed. So they changed enough that too many people would turn up. And it was just like, well, I don't want to have to stand in the back. You know, because I don't fight the kids to get up front for shows.
You should go check it out lately. I mean, this is, I've saw, oh, yeah, last like, time they came up with Big Business and the Melvins together, I saw it and it was awesome.
Blazing hot.
It was so crazy. Good. I don't know. It's just totally amazing. And Library Science is playing at Nectar on Wednesday with the Motet. This ties up this week's set list, unless you have something good to say, which I hardly
I think I'm
don't.
Done.
Yeah, I know. we're going to play our band of the week before we leave you. If you got anything to say, you can send it to setlist@thestranger.com. So the band of the week this week is Throw Me the Statue. They're really amazing. Nipper's over there cracking himself up, and anyways, they're called Throw Me the Statue. They're really awesome. We're playing them 2 weeks in a row now because Eli Anderson played them last week on... And so we're going to play a different song called Yucatan Gold. They're really amazing. You can read all about them in the paper and on Line Out, which is lineout.thestranger.com. And we'll see you next week.